is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, and by South Coast Bank and Trust. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday night, 7:30 for the entire 2023 football season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by V Pizza. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Cold,
but you know what I was going to say, it's cold. It's football season, but yeah. Notice how much thicker the crowd gets when there's a W that happens the Friday night.
People start showing up a little bit more. Love you a little more when you're a winner, I'm just telling you.
Did you get your Runner Waffles this week, by the way?
I did not. I think I was so exhausted Friday night, I just went home. And we copied the film and went straight to the house. And I think I went to bed. It was, what a game.
It was. It was one of those games that it was a shootout. It wound up being 54-49 versus the Pinewood Patriots. And it was at halftime, it looked like it was pretty much in the bag. But they those Patriots did not give up.
No. You go back and watch the film and do a few things. And There was a little assistance in that too, but at the same time, I thought they battled hard over there and played hard. But we extended some drives on fourth down, and the referees extended some drives on fourth down and killed some drives for us.
That's very nice of them.
Yeah, I sent in a whole list of critique stuff, and I think it came back that we were about 80%, 75% correct on what we saw on Friday night, and they were wrong that much. And you can't be wrong that much. I just hate to be that way. They missed some offside stuff, some penalties, and you can't miss those offside penalties that kill some of our offensive drives. That if we continue those drives, we score. It's never really close. It stays 21 or 28 points. And they got some drives extended on fourth down with some pass interference calls or something. I think in the second half there was 9 penalties called. 8 of them were on us and 1 was on them. So, enough about the rest. They do what they do. And, again, I thought they extended the game and made it a little bit more difficult on us to win.
Did they say they were sorry?
No, they never say they're sorry. They just always say, well, coach, it's the best we got because we can't find anybody to do the job. And I get it. Right now, no one wants to work really hard at anything. Everyone wants to get paid for nothing. But at the same time, don't take it away from your kids and make it a little bit harder on everybody. And the way we've analyzed it in the past, this is our livelihood. This is what we do, and people don't understand that sometimes. They just go, oh, it's high school football, coach. But it is, but at the same time, we're getting graded on it too. So. And there's always some type of repercussion, but we got out of it. We got the win, and that was the biggest thing. And I thought our kids battled all night long, and I thought Pinewood's kids played hard all night long. But again, just some events here and there, some flags that extended things, some flags that killed some things. If we do what we're supposed to do, like we were doing early on, it's 35-14 at the half. We come right back out, stopped them, got the ball, made it 42-14, and then it got a little iffy after that. So I thought the kids responded, and they kept going back and forth, and that's just a sign of somebody's going to battle.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I know that from talking to you last week, I know one of the big concerns that you had, the Pinewood team is a much more pass-happy team than just about any other team that you played all season. And you've got some youngins in the defensive backfield, but they did a pretty tremendous job Friday night.
They did. We had some busted plays here and there, but for the most part, they did a really good job. I thought our man-to-man coverage was pretty solid at times. Give Banks Booth credit and his receivers. Those guys made some catches in some very tight spots, and he threw the ball in some areas you just don't see people hit the ball. And he was dropping it in the bucket a couple times, and that's just, you tip your hat to that. You know, and I thought he played a really good game, and the receivers did too. But, you know, I thought our secondary, you know, we gave up 49 points, but in a way, I look back at it, and I think we played pretty good at times. And at times, we just had some lapses. But like you said, when you got sophomores and freshmen on the back end back there, and, you know, a senior or two, then you're going to make a mistake. So I thought overall we did just enough to get the win, and that's all that matters, get the win and get ready for the next week and get yourself in that 3-seed.
Talk a little bit about what kind of a job Hayes Carter did at being the break glass in case of injury replacement for him.
I thought Hayes and Gavin both played really well inside. I thought all week they prepared to get ready for that, and they did a really good job Friday night. Thought Hayes had a good grasp of what we were doing defensively. I think he does this week going into this game. I think he and Gavin have done a great job in rotating with Jordan and Blake and Rico. All those guys have been, and William Levy. We got all guys rotating, trying to get, you know, adequate reps, make sure we know what to do. We've got certain downs and certain situations that we're going to rotate certain guys in to get what we want. And I thought they've done a good job this week. And I thought they did an outstanding job Friday night getting everybody lined up. I thought, like I said, on Sunday night, they made some. Gavin made some tackles one on one just in the middle of the field and did a really good job, and so did Hayes. So I thought the linebacker core did a pretty good job. You know, we got room to improve, but overall, you know, for the night, we got out there with that W.
Now, I saw during pregame and during the game that one of the biggest hype men out there was Hamp.
Yeah.
You know, and talk a little bit about what has he been like in during practices and in film sessions and everything this past week.
He's got a lot of he's out there instructing. I think he's starting to see sometimes what we see from our sideline. We're trying to tell the guys where to be, what to do, how to do things, and then sometimes he's got the same body language as we do. He's shaking his head, walking around like, "Well, I just said go over there and you got to do this," and then they did something totally opposite what I said, and I go, "Yeah. Welcome to our world," you know. And so I think he's getting a look at both sides of the picture of how it is when you're trying to explain it sometimes. And but I thought Friday night, just being a team leader, being out there, hyping him up, was on the sideline every time we did something right. He was the guy out there, patting him on the back, jumping up and down. I thought a couple times I was going to get hit with a crutch, but, from the excitement. But that speaks volumes for him, you know. And actually, the last couple of days, he's been moving around pretty good on it. He's been moving pretty good, and I keep getting a hard time, so just brace that thing up. You can go. And he's like, "I think so too, Coach." So he said, I'm like, "Just give it a try." You know, he's like, "I don't even have any swelling in it." He was almost running through the back parking lot today. I was like, "Listen, if you can do that, you can scrape and get downhill, you'll be fine." But he's getting better, and I'm just glad he's out there with us the whole time. And he's such a good leader right now, just encouraging and telling the guys.
That's somehow I don't think that Adam would sign off on just brace him and put him out on the field. I think that would be, yeah.
No. A no is a new yes these days, right?
Okay. No is the new you wish. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919. Online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Koch. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time to talk about the health and injury status of the team. Obviously, Hamp's still out for now. What's the rest of the team looking like health-wise?
Fuller's out for this week with a strained MCL on a cheap shot. I just call it like it was. And then Durkin's out with a shoulder strain from practice. Those two guys are and Hamp are the three out with injuries. So, get everybody back. Hopefully we can go in, take care of our business this Friday, and get people healthy and get ready to go for the playoffs.
How much of a relief is it to have the roster size this year to where an injury or two is not, putting you at risk of not being able to field the team?
Oh, well, that's huge. But these guys are all important. That's the big thing. Either in practice or in the games, whatever, they're important for us. And, losing Hamp is pretty huge. Fuller, been in and out some with some injuries, nicked up. When he's there, we're rolling a lot of times up front. And hopefully, I feel like Connor Pope had a really good game last week, coming in and played really well. So maybe he continues, and we hope that he has a great game and can fill in adequately. And we get Fuller back healthy, give us a little more depth, and we get a little more size at the same time.
All right, so let's go ahead and address the big story. I was kind of burying the lead, using an industry term here, about what the big story was from Friday night. Jordan Triplett, 404 yards, I believe it was.
404 on 40 carries.
Broke the 8,000-yard barrier, only the third time in the history of Georgia high school football a player has amassed 8,000 yards in their career.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. You look at it, and I think the 8,055 is he 63 yards away from second now, and he's 789 from first. So we all sit around and say, oh, we don't really think about it, but yeah, we do. We write down the numbers and we look at it, and we're like, what if he gets this many in this game and this many in this game and get this many in this game, and then he breaks it, but at the same time, the goal was, and his goal was, is get the win on Friday night, and that's what we do. But 404 yards, pretty big deal. He got recognized today by Georgia High School Football Daily. They came down from Atlanta, and he was the Georgia football player of the week for the entire state of Georgia, and that's
and that is huge. Because A, they generally don't give that outside of Metro Atlanta.
Yeah.
B, they don't give it to a little podunk school in Southeast Georgia with 400 students from K-12.
Yeah.
That's huge. And I am sorry I wasn't able to make it this morning for the ceremony, but again, Jordan, congratulations on that.
They may actually start finding a way to get it to us at least once a year just so they can come down and visit. They were pretty shocked in all of our facilities. They were like, wow, we hadn't been down here, and this place is amazing. Yeah, they were figuring out where they were going to go eat and do everything else. Yeah. And
I was going to say, 90-plus restaurants on St. Simon's alone, you're going to find a place to eat.
So they were pretty impressed, and they enjoyed it, and we were glad to have them down, and it's a great honor. Now we just kind of got to go out there and duplicate that same thing this week and take care of our business and get that win.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So Friday night we head up to Wilmington Island, outskirts of Savannah, ready to take on the St. Andrews Lions. And this isn't the same old St. Andrews team that we've been wiping our feet with for the last what? 4, 5, 6 years.
Yeah, they got some athletes, they got some size up front. They do a good job. Coach Percent does a really good job with them, and they got the ability to score, big play ability. So we're going to have to go in and play discipline and do our job and read our keys. And I thought our kids so far this week have done a pretty good job of that. As we went through everything on defense, offensively, look pretty crisp today of understanding where they're at, and if we can get them where we want them to be. And just communicate. I tell our kids every day that communicating with one another on defense and offense is huge right now. If we can do that, we got a chance to be pretty successful. And we got to go up, and hopefully the big key is don't let them get excited. If we can go take the fun out of it right off the bat, we got a chance of of winning that game. And if not, it could be a back and forth game if we let them get excited up there. So the goal is kind of go up there and take it away from them early on and continue to do what we do.
Now, Just from a coaching standpoint, when you've got a team like St. Andrews, who traditionally has not been very good, you know, poor coaching, whatever you want to call it, but when you've got a team that is improved significantly year over year, like it looks like the St. Andrews team, how do you address that with the team, making sure that those expectations are accurate?
You know, I think our kids, again, we go out and do what we're supposed to do. We worry about us week in, week out, and the biggest thing is go out there and just execute and play how we're capable of playing. And if we do our job, then everything else kind of takes care of itself. I know that's probably a little cliche-ish, but that's been our big thing with our guys here lately is take care of you and what your job is and do it right every time, and we got a good chance of being competitive because our guys prepare. They work out hard. They do things. We've done a pretty good job in the offseason to get to this point. Played a lot of tough, really tough competition to get us ready where we're not – you don't get overwhelmed with speed. Our guys have already seen – tons of speed and athleticism. They just don't get over. They don't go there. Oh God, he's so fast. Our kids have already seen fast. You know, we're used to it. It's not one of those things that, oh, he's big. We've seen big guys too. So it ain't like we're overwhelmed by size and speed. We're used to doing that, and I think that goes into the scheduling and playing these teams that we play. And so for us, it's just go out there and do our job and execute the best of our ability. If we do that, we got a really good chance of winning the game.
All right, so what would you say is probably the biggest difference between last year's St. Andrews and this year's?
They've got some athletes. Their quarterback does a pretty good job. Their defense up front maybe a little bit better. Their linebackers do a little bit better job getting from sideline to sideline. Again, they're still athletic. They were athletic last year. They may just have a few more athletes that are rolled in that gives them a little more depth. So, you know, I think overall they've improved, but also think that we have too. And you start looking at it, and I know the scores aren't, very indicative of that, but at times you look back at it and what we did last year and this year, I think we've got some depth, we got talent, we got some size right now, and I think we got a pretty good shot of going up there and taking care of our business.
We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m., Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, and this segment brought to you by South Coast Bank and Trust and by Ashley Business Solutions. Taking a quick step from the current Knights to talk about it past night, the watch list for postseason accolades for Jalen Simpson just continue to pour in.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit today, too. He's a Thorpe finalist right now, semifinalist, so he's down to, top 15, top 12 guys in the country. So he's also mid-season All-American, so it's pretty awesome for him. It's great to see that. He's having great success. Works hard and just shows your loyalty and your work ethic. You just keep plugging away. Good things happen to you. And He's made himself successful in a situation that probably wasn't as looking as successful as others. He stayed the course and he's worked hard.
I know you talk to him fairly frequently. How is he doing? You know, when he's statistically having a great season, but it's not necessarily equating into team success. How's his mindset with that?
You know, he's a team first guy. Even when you hear him in the interviews and everything else, team first. He wants to win. He could care less about making interceptions and doing stuff. Now, he cares if he can make an interception to get the win. You know, that's his thing. But he's a team player. You know, he's not worried about the accolades and the awards and getting interceptions. He wants to win. And if you hear him say anything, that's the thing he always repeats. You know, I want to get a W. Whatever we got to do to win, that's his thing. And, you know, you watch him play and watching Auburn play and watching him. And he's really a catalyst on that defense. When he goes out, it drops down the level. When he's on the field, he covers up a lot of things for him, and he does a good job. And he'll never say that, but he's an outstanding player and just works extremely hard. I mean, if you watch the Georgia game, which a lot of people did, Brock Bowers was having a tough time catching the ball the first three quarters. And part of that was because Jalen had accepted the responsibility to keep him from catching the ball.
That interception that he got there in the first half against Georgia will be one of those plays that I will remember for a very long time.
And then when he got injured with the calf, when he got stepped on, he went out, and then they exploited the secondary big time. And Brock, had six catches for 100-something yards, over 150 yards right after Jalen went down. So, you know, he's that guy. He won't take credit for that, but he's kind of a catalyst for that group. And I'm just extremely happy for him, you know. Hope he continues to be successful. Hope Auburn has success, and he can get drafted and go to that next level and be successful.
How does that, just personally, how does that feel knowing that a kid that you coached, that you knew from way back when, is about to play in the league?
I just know him as Jalen, and that kid with that goofy smile, always want to listen to music, have fun, and go play. And that's what I'll always remember him as, you know. And I'll treat him always the same way. Just go work hard. That's what I tell him all the time. Just stay the course, kid. Be tough. Go play and do your job. And just excited for him. You know, we laughed about it. We were talking about it the day. And, you know, I said, well, who's our next Jordan Triplett? You know, and that same question came up was, who's our next Jalen Simpson? And it was Jordan Triplett. So, who's going to be the next Jordan Triplett at Frederica? You know, and that's one of those things that we look at. And who's going to be that guy? Who's going to be the dude that rises to the top, leads the group around, does the things, you know? And who are those guys? You know, can you do it by committee? And it's what you look at, you know? And so I think when you sit back and you look at it and he gets drafted, it'll be something that you'll look back on. It'll be a lot like this if Jordan's able to break the rushing record. We were just talking about it. Like, for us, it's a blur because – we prepare every week, you know, you're just going, and you don't really slow down and look at the stats too much besides what's being posted. We don't take it in, you know, you don't have time to take it in. You're trying to win the next game. I think, you know, if he were to break the record or whatever, it'd be one of those things you sit back and go, wow. Somehow we coach these guys to break a rushing record that was, people thought would never be broken. And, you know, it's, it'll be one of those things you look back on 6 months later and then go, well, but that was a pretty special moment. So, you know, we're not there yet, but it's the same thing with Jalen. You look back at it and go, you know, I remember that little skinny kid showing up, and we thought, well, what can he do? And now you look at him, you're like, okay, that cat can play, you know.
And he's not so skinny anymore.
Yeah, he's not so skinny anymore, but he's a great athlete. And so it's always fun to reflect and look at that. But I hope, you know, for us is – what did we instill in them that made them successful? You know, that's my thing. And I think with him, we've talked about loyalty and all that stuff, and that was something I look back, and I'm probably the most proud of that than I am of any of the accolades. And he's just been loyal. He's an Auburn guy, you know. He's been loyal to that, and we talked about that before he left and being committed and doing all that stuff.
Because he could have easily hit the portal.
Oh, yeah, he could have hit the portal, but he stayed, and he stayed the course, and that makes me proud. Probably that's my proudest thing is his loyalty to them and playing hard and playing through it when all the other stuff is going wrong. And you hear all the naysayers, he just put his head down and went to work. And that's kind of been our philosophy at Frederica. And And he just used that philosophy, and he just took that blueprint that we've given him and used it, and I'm just excited for him.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So to wrap things up in these last, 90 seconds, we got our 26-minute break a little bit late there. Apart from feeding Jordan the ball as much as possible, what's going to need to happen Friday night in order for Frederica to get the dub and hopefully find what does their share and we wind up with a share of the region crown again?
Well, you know, I think for us is, you know, go out and protect the football. We did that Friday night against Pinewood, protect the football. And then defensively, read our keys and get to the football, you know, and cut down any running lanes backside. Special teams, execute. You know, that's one of the things we did a really good job that people don't think about it. We recovered, like you said the other night, we recovered four straight onside kicks. And we practiced that. We practiced it again today. So got to execute on that. And then on the offensive side, it comes down to blocking up front and controlling the line of scrimmage and, you know, getting the ball in people's hands and you know, getting Jordan the ball and getting Jalen the ball and getting all of them, you know, get the guys that when it needs to be done, they need to get the ball and get downhill. And we just got to go execute. We just got to play as a team and as a unit. And you know, we had that talk last week. It's discipline or disappointment. Got to be disciplined with what we do on defense. We got to be disciplined on offense. Or you can be disappointed. And so it's been our key right now, discipline or disappointment. Both of them require pain. Which one do you want? So that's been our message.
There you go. Frederica Knights taking on the St. Andrews Lions this Friday night, kickoff 7:30 in Savannah. So be sure to check it out. If you can make the trip, it's not a bad stadium.
No, it's not bad. It's a little darkly lit, and the grass is a little high. But other than that, you know, Coach Persan will tell you the same thing. He's like, Coach, could you just bring some grass from your front yard? And I start laughing because he's so funny. He's like, your grass in your front yard, I know, is better than our game field. So, but he's an outstanding guy, and, you know, he's done a good job. And excited for the challenge. We just got to go up and play and get ourselves in the position we want to be in.
There you go. Thank you for joining us at the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off. Coach, your last two words, as always.
Go Knights.